WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward.
As I unmute, because I forgot that I muted. Yes! It's Monday night. This is an interesting show.
So, the way I can describe how Raw opened, scripted chaos. You had Miz TV with Miz and Morrison and then Drew McIntyre, who had a leather jacket.
I approve wholeheartedly of the new leather jacket, by the way. I got such, like, Roddy Piper vibes with the kilt and the leather jacket. It's a good look.
Drew started bringing up the Alamo and David Crockett and everything like that. Okay, whatever. He also blames Miz for it, because that was the last time he had the title. Ricochet came out. Then Riddle came out, who had his ankle taped because he got hurt last week. And he climbed up on the ladder and goes, "Whoa, I'm really high." Get it? Because he's high up. He's high up on the ladder. Riddle was high up on the ladder. Not other reasons. Just because he was on the ladder. He was higher than everyone else. Anyway.
They're just finding all ways to like make these jokes, and I'm here for it.
So you have all the guys in the Money Bank come out, and then AJ Styles come out, and he said he was robbed because it was supposed to be him and McIntyre one-on-one, but then Riddle got involved, and then Riddle called AJ a cute little bunny, high-fived Omos, and then Omos tipped over the ladder, Riddle landed on his ankle, AJ then kicked the ankle at one point. And it led to Ricochet versus Morrison. Like I said, and there was lots of flips and dives and all this scripted chaos. That's the best way to describe it. Scripted chaos.
I have to say that the best thing about this is Morrison trying to keep Miz out of the way in the wheelchair while all of this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, poor Morrison, he's just trying to, like, maneuver Miz as best he can, and meanwhile everybody's just fighting. Drew's being snarky to Rick, to like everybody, because he's just in a mood. This is just, I like this. This is a really good opener. It's very entertaining. Which led to Morrison versus Ricochet.
It did. Apparently the Canadians won. I guess, is that their first game at that they won? Or is this game two they won? Let me know in a minute. Anyway, they had a good match like they did last week. Morrison won via countout. Next week, they'll have a, okay, it was their first one. Next week, so they can finally settle it one-on-one without, you know, count-outs or whatever. It'll be false count anywhere between the two. So we'll have the blow-off next week. Sounds good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Then we have footage from earlier in the day of Jinder Mahal riding up backstage for an interview where he fights Drew McIntyre, and he talked about how Drew never responded. It took 3 days to respond to a text and couldn't even use the proper word. He used the number 2 in the text message. Okay. My problem is, boy, did they give him a crappy looking bike. Okay. It was a nice bike, but to scale and compare to other motorcycle things they do in wrestling, it was a crappy looking bike.
I need to re-see this thing.
You're looking for the motorcycle?
I thank you, YouTube! We're live YouTubing.
He just looked like it's so skinny. It just...
Okay, I'm gonna be completely honest. That's not a small bike.
No, but compared to...
He's a big man.
No, there's no, there's, you're missing some stuff on that bike.
I mean, that's...
It's a very big step down.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the light shield thing. Like, I don't really particularly care for that, but it's a pretty color. I mean, it's... I would say that's on the level of what, I don't want to say Palumbo.
Chuck Palumbo got better bikes.
Well, we know the reason for that.
Keep rolling, rolling. Anyway.
But I mean, I don't think it's bad.
It's simple. It's very simple. That's a good way to describe it. It's very simple.
It's very kind of almost, here's the thing, okay? What you're expecting is something to be like fully 100% customized, and this is not a fully customized bike. This is a very, he just stopped playing so I can look at it, thank you. This is like he just, like the only thing that's really kind of custom on it, it looks like would be the, maybe the paint job?
Lindsay, I'm stuck in the Attitude Era like every other fan, and that's all I remember, so let me have this.
I really don't like the light shield. But I mean, it's not a terrible bike. Like, I think it's just Taker. They got, like, Taker when he was doing the American Badass stuff. He either used his own bikes or they found him, like, really nice customs. The same thing for Chuck Palumbo. And here they probably were like, just go to a Harley-Davidson dealership or go to a motorcycle dealership and find something. And I think that's exactly what happened.
What can we rent for an hour?
Not even.
Well, back, you know, an hour getting in there and, come, you know, travel and everything. Anyway.
I mean, because it's probably, I'm trying to think of, like, CCs of what that would be. And it's because it's not a small bike.
Can we move on from, because this
thing. No! I want to figure out what kind of CC it is, because, hold on. Because I'm Googling. I'm live Googling.
Okay. As you do that, I'm going to cover some of the matches that took place on the show. Okay. Can we do that?
Maybe.
Mustafa Ali beat Mansoor. Why? Because reasons. La Lucha House Party beat Mace and T-Bar.
Rock manifested them.
I did. So that happened. AJ Styles and Riddle had a pretty good match. He had the Viking Raiders get up and cause some distraction, allowing Riddle to get the win. Continuing the feud.
I really liked how AJ worked the foot in this match. I thought it was really well done.
Oh yeah, it's really good. Next week we'll have two singles matches, AJ versus Raider, Omos versus Raider, and then 2 weeks live on Raw. Yes, live on Raw. Next week's taped. Live on Raw in front of a crowd. The tag titles will be on the line. Sounds like a good move.
The return of crowds.
Ooh. Also, Jackson Riker beat Elias and Cedric. Elias won no part of Jackson Riker, and R-Truth ran around chasing after the title.
By the way, I think it's a soft tail.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I think it's, like, I can't figure out what the CC on it is, but it's a soft tail. I mean, it's not a dinky bike, as you say. It's just stock.
It didn't have the presence of what I'm used to seeing.
You're being snobbish about Jinder Mahal's motorcycle. It's a perfectly lovely motorcycle, Jinder. You go off. Please wear a helmet for safety. Thank you.
We had.
It's not like he has to worry about helmet hair.
Naomi, Asuka, Alexa, Nikki A.S.H. taking on Nia, Shayna, Eva, and Doudrop.
This is the weirdest freaking match. Like, in terms of combinations of people, this is random. This is just like, go get everybody that's not Rhea and Charlotte and put them in one match.
Well,
and you see just like how... No! No! On one team, you had a superheroine, you had a possessed individual with who may or may not have a creepy doll.
Okay, continue.
You had Asuka, who's just Asuka, and then you had Naomi, who is Naomi, the glow princess. There were so many, like, obnoxious bright colors. It was wonderful, but it's like you look at this mismatch of people and you're like, what? And then on the other side, you have Nia and Shayna, you have Eva Marie, and you have Piper.
You were about to say her name.
It's Piper. Her name is Piper.
You were about to say Doudrop.
And I stopped myself. Like, this is just the... And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that this is, like, the weirdest combination of people I've seen in a really long time.
But it all made sense. That's the thing. The whole entire combinations made sense because they were all feuding.
Which is terrifying.
Because you have the four women who are in Money in the Bank and the four women who aren't in Money in the Bank. So there's that.
We're also seeing the continued humanization of Alexa. She was eavesdropping again backstage.
She's still being creepy, but eavesdropping.
Yeah, so she's still, like, around. She's still present, but they're not having her do necessarily the playground segments anymore. They're not having her walk around with Lily. They're just having her be her. You put her in this match. There wasn't a ton of supernatural elements to it. You had her kind of hypnotize Reginald at one point.
And she scared the shit out of Eva Marie with her scream.
Yeah.
Which was fun. That's a nice spot. That's going to be a good live crowd spot.
Yeah. Eva's like, what did I come back to? You have no idea. You should see the other half of that combo.
Nia beat Nikki in the match.
No. Eva won.
Nia pinned Nikki and then Eva won the match.
And Shayna and Nia were like, the hell?
The hell, son? What's going on?
So I'm sure that will lead to shenanigans later.
Mm-hmm. So Charlotte was in the ring with a crutch, claiming injury on her knee from being chop blocked last week by Rhea. Then,
okay, before you even continue with that.
Okay.
She's in like 3 or 4 inch heels. So, you know, good on her for getting to the ring on a crutch in heels.
She didn't get to the ring on a crutch.
She's standing there on a crutch. It is assumed that she walked to the ring with the crutch. Wearing the heels.
Okay. So she talked about how she could miss Money in the Bank because of what happened to what Rhea did to her last week. Then Rhea came out mocking, also having an injury. She hobbled a ring with a crutch.
She wore, you know, platforms.
She was calling Charlotte's bluff, and then they had a crutch fight, and Charlotte was okay.
And Charlotte's like, oh, you almost got me. You almost got me.
Almost,
but not quite.
So throughout the night, you had Lashley and MVP trash talk, and then you had New Day trash talk about building up the main event tonight and how, you know, they said, oh, Woods wouldn't be here. Guess what? Woods made it. Your main event was New Day versus Lashley and MVP. Yes, MVP's back in the ring. But New Day got the win to close Raw. Main event was good.
Yeah, entertaining.
Continuing the feud. Tonight's Raw was a show where they were just continuing stories.
We're just trying to get Money in the Bank at this point, and they're just trying to get to live crowds. So once they get to live crowds, I feel like the holding pattern with specific people are going to end, and we're going to see a really, really hard push, which is expected eventually. I think right now is just really, really hard because it's that anticipation, because this is the last live Raw. Next week is taped, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, this is the last time that they're going to be technically in the Thunderdome.
Well, next week.
Live.
Yeah, live, yeah.
Next week is the last Thunderdome show for Raw. So I think it's just like they're holding really, really, really super hard. They're just trying to get to Money in the Bank, and then we'll see where they go. And I'm really hoping that they just punch that gas pedal and bring back Bray Wyatt.
Hello, darkness. My old friend.
Because, you know, he wasn't on the show again.
Took 17 minutes to get here?
I held myself. I did good. But again, he just wasn't there on the show. We could at least have the puppets. That would be nice. No, nothing. Instead, we're talking about Jinder Mahal's motorcycle.
We spent longer on Jinder Mahal's motorcycle. That should tell you about Raw.
They're going to blow up the Thunderdome much like they did Vince back in the day. No! No, I don't think they are, because they don't own that building. They could try, though.
But that'll do it for us. Larry here on Wild Talk Radio. We're live again Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rag.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, a discussion, all your favorites. It's The Rag right here on WildTalkRadio.com. 10 p.m. Eastern's on Thursday night.
We'll talk all about the Great American Bash. Because that's NXT this week. Anyway,
yep.
Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of SuperRare, SuperLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, they return to preview Money in the Bank on Russell Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for Raw Push at 11 p.m. Eastern. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It is, in fact, called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use your code ROCKETSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
We are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LANSWRD.
This has been the Raw Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for Iraq, and right back here for the Raw Pro Show. Every Monday night, long there is the Wild Talk Radio Show, live right here at WildTalkRadio.com. WildTalkRadio.com.